Injury-wise, TJ had dislocated a wrist. Doing surgery looks like 12 weeks. So around week 8, he's possible for return. Jarvis, it wasn't not his leg. After all, it was his back. We finally found it. He had a disc, so he could be 7 days. Jarvis Jones, everybody else is just day-to-day. Nixon bruises, but good practice to start the week. Outside just feels like football practice, not an air conditioning. But, I don't think we play outside till October, but it's a good thing. It was good conditioning, and I thought it was a good practice. Went back and forth, offense, defense, back and forth, pretty good.
How big of a blow was that to lose TJ for that long?
That's a blow to him, you know. He was just about to make a nice role for himself, and he obviously looked electric on the kick returns and the punt returns. So somebody else just have to step up and do it.
What's the kickoff punt return order right now then?
Kerwin will get the first shot, and Chad, Rudy, probably those three right now.
In both roles?
Yes. Baker, I thought, played really fast. Rudy Ford played really well. I was really surprised because he hadn't played a safety that long, but he closed a lot of ground fast. Kim Dichie was very disruptive. Olsen Pierre was disruptive. Hassan played solid, no mental errors at all. Offensively, I thought Blaine obviously played really solid in those drives. I would have liked to seen him either throw the ball away. He cost us 3 points on the scramble fumble. And hang in there or throw it away and get the 3 points. And Kerwin looked good. Obviously, TJ was. Elijah was fine. Nothing. Moma had a good game, Block better. I know he can catch passes, but he blocked better.
Or you see that cornerback's position opposite Pat now?
Still Justin. Justin's ahead now. I thought Brandon fought his tail off. I gave up one, but he got an interception. The rest of the guys, Tremont looks really good in practice so far. So it's going to pan itself out pretty good.